Hello, this is Patrick Widdis with another edition of the Norfolk Poets podcast on Poetry Nonstop. Tony Amos is a performer I've got to know both through poetry and improv comedy events around Norwich. His often politically charged poems are full of wit, humour and a healthy touch of anger. You can find out more about Tony and past guests on the podcast at poetrynonstop.com. Here he is with a couple of poems.
Levelling Down by Tony Amos. I'm pig sick of the elite, the way they sell their tricks, the way they talk down to us, the cronyism makes me sick. They partied in the commons when we laid our dad to rest, they bet on disaster capitalism, they shorted when they invest. They sold the nation PPE from a mate who ran a pub. It wasn't even fit for use, and their richer hands they rubbed. They only listened to the scientists for just a month or two. If anything then went wrong, well, that was down to you. They would have you believe there is a conspiracy by stealth, that Liz Truss only fucked it up because of everybody else. So Michelle now has her yacht and Boris's telegraph column. They've created a living crisis for the people they've forgotten. They have their buzz phrases, though they mean less and less. Of course they are levelling up, and they didn't cause this mess. Hometown. There is much to be seen here in the middle of the town. There is the air of chip-fat napalm in which the townsfolk drown. Drugs are being sold on the corners of the street. There's a hobo swigging a blended whiskey neat. There is much to observe in the middle of the town. There is a kazoo playing busker with a palpable frown. His hat sat in pigeon shit on the floor in front of the shop, his ear pricking up when a button or penny makes the drop. There is much to remember in the middle of the town. There's a mother and a baby and a pram nodding clown. She's a cigarette hanging out her mouth and breaking off ash. The baby covered in snow as for the post office they dash. There's random garbage everywhere. There's thick graffiti that makes you stare. Abandoned houses with rotting floors. Bars on windows and bars on doors. Everything locked with a padlock and chain. A feeling in the marketplace it permanently rains. There's a job centre with the workless in queues, homeless and jobless with everyday blues, domestic abuse at the end of the road. Remember, it's the same for your middle class abode. Teenagers walking around at 2 a.m. Bus stops with broken glass again and again. Though Yarmouth may be now lesser than great, you can still sit on the beach with your picnic plate. You can make the best of the golden mile of sand with your bucket and spade beside in your hand, with a windbreak installed in your deck chair, with the sun in your eyes and the sea wind in your hair. It's not just Great Yarmouth that counts the cost, the battles we've won and the battles we've lost. Wind farms announcing a future path, three bridges in, a mile and a half, the juxtaposition of the beach and the brick, the council houses behind the very rich, the gaps you'll find in every single town, those on the up and those on the down. There's a truth to be found here. It's a truth that you'll find most everywhere. You don't defeat the pressures of modern living by taking for yourself and never ever giving. There's no such thing as society, a famous Maggie once said. The mantra was look after number one, as was read. We only make progress by working together. Rich, poor, working, jobless, we're all tethered. I will say this, society exists, though it's very badly weathered.